Morning, guys. Good walkthrough practice for us. Guys really seem to be locking in on the things that we have to get done as we prepare for NFC North rival in Chicago, going on the road in a very tough environment. It seems like the guys are really looking forward to practice and doing the things that are necessary to prepare to go up and get a real, what would be a big win for our football team. I'm not sure if Percy's going to work today. He's inside now going through some things with our trainers. We'll see. Other than that, everybody else should be involved. Michael Jenkins, a little bit questionable, but we'll see. I think he may be able to make it as well. But other than that, we should be fine from a practice standpoint.
Do you have any more clarity on whether Percy will be ready for Sunday? Just too early?
It's too early in the week right now. So
need a practice out of him?
I think after the time we've had off, Brian, it would be good for him to get some work. It would be good for him physically just to have confidence. So, yes, I would like to see him get some work before our game on Sunday.
Is Jenkins more comfortable with the foot now that at least he's had an MRI and knows it's not something bigger?
Yes, that was a big help for him, Tom, big help. And when we talked on Monday, he was so relieved when he got that news because the pain was excruciating for a while. But with the treatment he's getting now, he feels much better. So I think he may be able to do something today, but we'll see.
What are you going to do at safety between Mistral and Jamarca?
I think we're going to rotate him again. We'll probably start Jamarca and let Mistral continue to work his way back. He's pretty much 100% now, but Jamarca has been playing really well for us. So we'll probably split duty again on Sunday.
Do you expect that coming in? I mean, that Jamarca would play well enough to make it a decision? A difficult decision?
Well, you always hope the guys that step in will play well and it won't be a big drop-off. But, you know, we felt like he was the backup for a reason. But he has really played better than we thought he would in a starting role, which is a credit to him. You know, he didn't win a job coming out of training camp, but he's really, really played well for us.
Then does Mistral give you that Jamarca doesn't? Because you do want to rotate him. What are you looking for when you put him in and take Jamarca out?
Well, his length is the obvious. I mean, you know, he's a long guy who helps you down the field, and when people are throwing the football down the field like we expect to see this weekend. So that's probably the obvious. The other things, his experience, which there's not a lot of difference between the two of them. Jamarca gives you a little bit more experience. But probably the length of Mistral is probably the biggest difference.
Is there any thought of a three-man rotation, or Smith, he'll stay locked in? You don't see many scenarios where you'll have Mistral and Jamarca together and not and Harrison off the field?
No, we don't see a scenario where Harrison will be off, no.
Are you expecting Cutler to play or not play, or what's your...
We're probably going to prepare as if he's going to play. I mean, you know, until we hear otherwise, we're going to prepare as if he's going to play, and we may not know until... You know, game time, but we're thinking he's going to play.
Regardless of who's the quarterback there, I've got to imagine this game, getting a pass rush, you know, on that team, and you know, so using that strength of yours has got to be one of the things you're going to need to have.
Oh yeah, every week we play. I mean, that's a big deal for us to be able to rush the passer, Dave. I mean, that's, you want to be able to do it, and every week, you know, something we target. We need to be able to rush the quarterback.
Does Marshall demand similar treatment that Fitzgerald and Calvin got from you?
Without question. He's a big-time receiver, and you have to pay attention to him at all times. He's such a focal point in our offense, and we'll do our best to pay attention to him at all times. He's a good player.
The sort of chemistry he has with Cutler when they're on the field together.
Well, they have a long history together, you know, going back to their days in Denver, and they had a lot of success there, and they've kind of brought that to Chicago. They seem to have a connection that is a little bit uncanny, and he's off to a great start, you know, for their offense, and Jay seems very, very comfortable with him, and I'm sure that goes back to their time, you know, previously in Denver, but their history together probably is the thing that sticks out.
What have you seen out of A.J. Jefferson just in his play, the increased reps he's gotten lately?
I think he has become so much more comfortable, Tim, and what we're trying to do on defense, and he's played well for us. He's been a bright spot in a lot of ways. You know, the tackling has been a surprise. He's a much better tackler than we had initially thought. We were looking at him when he was in Arizona watching tape, and he showed splashes of being able to be a guy who would tackle, but he's been more consistent than we thought he'd be. His coverage has been very good for the most part. Even when someone has caught a ball, you know, he's been, you know, real close to making a play. So he's been a positive.
guy like that, don't you, when you're facing a receiver like Marshall or Fitzgerald or some of these taller guys?
You really do. I mean, you need a longer guy from a matchup standpoint. It helps to have one if you can find one that can do it. And we think he'll be able to give us some good quality reps against Brandon.
Are you going to continue with the right guard rotation?
Yes, we probably will, yeah.
It seems as though Schwartz has fared fairly well in his limited snaps. It's not a position where you see a lot of rotation because it's so repetition-based. Do you have a sense that maybe you need to settle on one guy here at some point, or are you willing to keep rotating?
Well, as long as it's helping the both of them and helping our team, you know, we'll continue to do it. And so far it's been good for both. And you know, hopefully it'll continue. But in the times that we've done it, it's been a positive.
Fusco, is there something you're continue to start, though?
Fusco will continue to start, yeah.
Is there something you're still looking to see from Fusco right now?
Well, we just want him to continue to improve, and you improve by getting reps, and he's still getting quality reps, and we like to make sure that we're bringing Jeff along as well. But Brandon will continue to get better the more he plays.
It's funny to think of a 7-3 team like Chicago maybe is desperate or reeling. How do you describe the state of the Bears right now?
You know, they're in a good position, Brian. They're in first place in our division, and that would be my description. You know, we're going to play a team that's first place in our division on the road. I'd imagine they feel pretty good about their position, I would imagine. You know, we've got a big task ahead of us on Sunday.
Would you expect to see an angry team maybe after the way Monday went?
I would expect that watching that tape will get them stirred up a little bit, but I'm sure they're looking forward to playing us. You know, playing at home, NFC North team, they got to be excited about getting a chance to play against us.
It gives them so much confidence in the turnover game to steal the ball, to be aggressive on defense. What are you seeing from them that allows them to do that?
It seems like when they have success turning the ball over, it just breeds more confidence. If one guy punches the ball out and you see other guys raking and stripping and what Tim Jennings has done at corner, some of the interceptions he's made, I mean, it's just been very, very impressive. But it's kind of contagious. You know, one or two guys gets it started, and it's kind of grown throughout their defense, and it's definitely been a turning point for their team. They've won some games, you know, based on turnovers, which is a big deal in our league.
Why do you think they've had so much success with that when they run a similar scheme to what you guys do, and turnovers haven't been a big factor defensively here?
I don't know. They do a real good job as individuals of, you know, making plays on the football. I think what Tillman does is uncanny. I don't know if there are many guys you can compare to his knack for getting the ball out. I mean, he does a very good job. And now what Tim is doing on the other side with interceptions, it's raised those numbers. And, I mean, throughout the defense, they do a good job of finding ways to pull it out and make plays when they have to. But they've got some guys doing some good things.
You watch a lot of film and you watch a lot of games, too. Are you noticing it seems other teams are trying to do the same thing, that the danger is it could be some big gains because not everybody has a Tillman on their team.
You're right about that, and there are some times they have allowed some gains. And so we've got to take advantage of those moments when they're trying to strip the ball rather than tackling and get some extra yards. We see that on tape, exactly what you just mentioned. So we've got to take advantage of it.
Tell your guys about that. You know, you're not Tillman, maybe just do the stuff we teach you and what you've known, because it is a dangerous thing.
Well, we want to strip the ball for sure, but you know, you need other people coming to the ball as well. You don't want to be stripping the ball and the guys gaining another 5 or 10 yards. So, but it's worked for the Bears on occasion, a lot of occasions, and we like to get some of those turnovers as well on Sunday.
Do you talk about the surface there being tough to play on? You know, the grass is slippery or beat up late in the season. Have you ever seen times when that's, you know, limited your pass rush and made it a little, you know, made those guys a little less fast off the edge?
Well, watching that Sunday night game, I think it was Sunday night versus the Texans, that was one that looked like it had an impact on the game for sure. I know that they were talking about the tarp not being down early enough, and it seems like it definitely had an impact on the performance. But I mean, both teams will be playing on the same surface. They have a good pass rush as well. If it negates ours, it'll negate theirs. So it could be a wash.
Plus, what do you typically expect? You go into a draft, you come out of the draft, and a seventh round pick. What do you typically expect them to produce? And I would imagine Jamarca's kind of going above and beyond what you would typically get from a seventh rounder.
Yeah, you know, when we were looking at Jamarca coming out of college, we were looking more as a special teams guy who could really enhance our special teams and make us better and potentially be a guy who could develop into a good safety. I mean, that was the mindset because we saw some things that were the reasons why he was a seventh-round pick. But we also saw some things that made you feel like he had the potential to be a very good NFL player. And to his credit, he has developed into a quality safety in our league, and he has been an outstanding special teams player from day one with his speed, his quickness, his toughness. I mean, that has always been evident. But now he's grown as a pass defender, and that was a knock on him coming out, being able to play deep pass defense. But he's improved in that area, and but he's worked at it. He's worked extremely hard.
Do you sense some guys gain some confidence from a passing game against Detroit? You know, just the fact that Percy was out.
I think it definitely helped that so many guys were involved in catching balls and being able to be factors in our pass offense. And you got to think that's a plus, you know, for our passing offense. Whenever you get that many people involved like we did against Detroit, it should improve confidence and help the play call as well, knowing that other guys can step up and make plays.
Leslie, you guys are always being evaluated as players and coaches on a week-to-week basis, but having meaningful games in November and December for the first time in several years now, do you feel like this is a pivotal time for the program you're trying to build here?
I tell you this, Tom, it's a very, very important game for our team and for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's an NFC North opponent. We have a chance to be 7-4 at the end of the day, 2-1 in this third quarter. Sets it up great for us going forward as we are working toward our quest of being the NFC North champ. So it has so many ramifications, this game, for our football team and what we want to get accomplished in 2012. That's what makes it so important. As far as the bigger picture, it's all about now. I mean, it's all about now. I was talking with some of our veteran players today and even on Monday. You just don't always get in these situations where you control your own destiny like we do. So you want to seize this moment. I mean, we're 6-4 in a lot of ways in the catbird seat right where we are. And, you know, our goals are right there in front of us. Now it's just a matter of, you know, can we execute well enough to make things happen?
And with that comes some pressure, too, I would think. Do you feel as though the coaching staff and the locker room you've assembled here is equipped to handle that?
Well, I don't know if it's negative pressure. It's good pressure. You want to be in these situations. This is where you go to training camp for, where you could put yourself in a position in late November to be playing for, you know, some meaningful opportunities to come December. You're setting yourself up for December. So it's a good pressure to have. This is what you work so hard for, going all the way back to April 23rd. And I told our team that they've done a good job of setting things up. Now we got to push through.
Percy is able to play. Would you consider limiting his kickoff returns just because he's coming off of the ankle injury?
Depending on what we saw, Tim, if we get him in practice and take a look at him, with the time he's missed, it would depend on how he looks in practice. So hopefully, if not today, we get him tomorrow, and then we can make a decision about kickoff. So, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Les.